Ah, yes. You've been reading. Yeah, CJ's always in Leviticus. Actually, the more that you understand Leviticus, the more profound it gets. So in this book, God is telling Israel, he's giving them illustrations of what's going to happen when Jesus shows up on the planet. Because God had that in mind before he ever made the earth. It says, before the foundations of the world, God had provided the blood of Jesus for all of us to be able to be saved. Amen? Okay, so listen to this. He's talking to them about the most holy day of the year. It's called the Day of Atonement. Everybody say atonement. Okay. Atonement is a word that we don't use really ever in our conversation that's not religious. So if you're just talking about, you know, something out in the world system, people aren't ever going to talk about atonement to any great degree at least. But in church, it's a big word because you know what it means? It's made up out of a couple different words. And those words are at one month. God is bringing us back to being at one with him when we're looking at what he said had to happen for that to take place. And he's going to tell them exactly, this is exactly what you're going to do. And when you do it, I will forgive you for the next year. Yeah. How many could go, wow, that is cool. Because most people think Jesus hates them every minute that they do anything that's wrong. He doesn't hate you. He has provided a way for you to be forgiven. How many think that's a better plan? God doesn't hate you. He loves you. When you commit sin, it doesn't shock him. So many people say, well, if you knew what I did, God knows what you did. I don't even want to know what you did, and neither does anybody else. But God wants to wash it from you, and he's provided for that for everybody. And everybody can get forgiven, but they have to do it God's way. Yeah. Here's what he said, and he's doing this but to put a picture before their eyes, okay? Because Jesus is going to come, and he's going to fulfill this whole thing. So here's what the Bible says. It says, verse 7, and he, Aaron, he's the high priest, so only one guy who is the high priest. He was a high priest for most of his life. So he is going to be the one that is going to make a sacrifice that will bring forgiveness for the people. He shall take two goats. See, you thought they were lambs, didn't you? Amen? No. They were Walmart goats. Amen? But I need to tell you, this is an interesting aspect of this. And it's not spoken about in here, and I'll explain that in just a second. So he's going to have two goats and present them before the Lord at the doorway of the tent of meeting. How many remember that God told Moses, I want you to build a tent? Anybody remember that? Okay. So he did that. Moses did that. They built an extravagant tent, and they had an entrance to that tent called the Tent of Meeting. The Tent of Meeting is where the priests went and met with God. And if you committed a sin, then you had to bring that, whatever the offering was for that sin, you had to bring it to church and tell the priest, here's my offering, I did something bad, okay? But there was, for each sin, there was another offering. Isn't this a great thing to come listen to, amen? Well, it's going to get pretty interesting in just a second. I've got to go through the intricacies of this to get to where we want to get to. Okay? So, here we go. We've got a place that all the people on this day, they would have been standing outside around that tent. And there was one place that you could walk into the tent and then go in, well, into the court that had the tent in it. So as they're all getting ready for this big day, because this is when they're going to have forgiveness coming, then the high priest is going to do something. Just the oddest thing you've ever heard of, okay? So he's going to take those goats, and he's going to cast lots for the two goats. One lot for the Lord and the other lot for the other goat. Okay? So, we have two goats right here. This one is Billy. And this one is Bobby. Now, Billy and Bobby are twins. They are identical. It took me a long time to fish this thing out. I got one of them at Walmart and had to go way back in the back of the shelf to find this other guy, but man, I found him. Amen. And so these two now are going to have their futures established by what's going to happen next. So now the high priest rolls the dice. When he does that, and I'm going to illustrate it this way, if he would have had a box with him, he had something with him that had two little things in it. And I got these two little things right here. And it's going to, what is written on this is going to establish when they die or when they get set free. Okay? And we look at this one and it says, this one is for the Lord. And that means this guy right here, Billy, is going to go to the slaughterhouse. He's going to die in the matter of minutes. He's the Lord's goat. Okay? So, Billy, you're going to do a good job, but it's only going to be one time. Bobby, on the other hand, is going to be freed. It's going to be set free, okay? And we'll put this on his head. Later on, when Israel came under the power of Rome, and that's when Jesus came. The Romans were running that whole area. They were the big bosses. But they did something very interesting because they allowed all the Jewish community to have their own government. It was all through the priests, and allowed them to have some very nice privileges in the kingdom if they would just keep the peace. All right? So one of the things the Romans said that they would do on this Day of Atonement, They were going to allow the people of the Jewish races, you're going to allow them to give him the name of somebody that was in jail, in a Roman jail. He did something wrong, or she did, but they're going to decide
who that person is that they're going to let go. Okay? Now, when Jesus was in town and the high priest was talking to Pontius Pilate, they were considering what to do with Jesus of Nazareth. And the high priest said, he's a phony baloney. He is not who he says he is at all. Pilate said, okay, well, bring him in. Let me talk to him. And so when that happened, after investigating him, Pilate said something that we're going to see a video in just a second. That is, Pilate said something that this particular video says wrong, so I'm going to correct it, and then we're going to watch it, okay? So Pilate said, I find no reason in this man to even keep him in custody. I found no sin in this man. This video is going to say, Pilate's going to say, he said he was the king of the Jews, so he can't be a king when I'm the king. Okay? So I want you to see this clip. It's just a couple minutes long. And I want you to see what happens during this clip.
Of the two shall be released to you. Jesus of Nazareth.
We cannot let this happen. We must do
guilty something. Guilty of proclaiming himself king of the Jews.
No, he
wears
the crown.
Barabbas. Get away, yes. Soldiers won't carry that. The pilot, you're not going to free Barabbas. An assassin, an enemy of Rome. I wonder who's the real enemy.
Mm-hmm.
There were two goats before Pilate. Two goats. And he was deciding which one was going to do what. The goat that was used for the offering was the Lord's. So guess who had to? He had to be rejected by the people. Jesus had to be rejected by the people. All right? I know that's hard for us to imagine. But he had to be the offering for sin because nobody else could wipe out sin except him. He never sinned. He never sinned. Therefore, he was the only one that could destroy sin. Okay? And it always helps when you're God's son. So remember these are twins. These are identical twins. And as the years passed on, the rabbis began to demand that, because this wasn't stipulated necessarily in the beginning, but they began to practice this, that these two goats had to be identical. They had to be identical. Okay? Oh man, this gets so awesome. So, in this account that we just saw, we had Jesus, who is Yeshua. Okay, that's his Greek name. And he was the son of who? He was the Son of God. In other words, he was the Son of the Father. Barabbas and Jesus had to be identical in some way. And I want to break down the name Barabbas. It's made up of two Hebrew words. The first one is Barabbas, B-A-R. Barabbas. So bar means a son. And Abba is father. So Barabbas meant the son of a father. Jesus was the son of the Father. They were identical. But now hang on. You see, when Jesus was chosen to be the sacrifice for mankind, then he is doing something that we call in the Bible. We call it in the Bible a substitute. Because he wasn't guilty any more than Billy was. Amen. Billy wasn't guilty. Billy was just being a goat. Okay? He was goating around. And he and his twin get called on for this incredible thing to do. But Jesus now is going to be the substitute for the punishment for our sin. Okay, everybody, if you can just hang with me for a moment. So if he is going to be the substitute for man, he has to be man. If you're going to be a substitute, you got to be the man. And Jesus was the Son of God and the Son of Man. In fact, he said he was the Son of Man more than he ever said he was the Son of God. Okay? So he was trying to align himself with mankind. So hang on now. Jesus came to the 12th hour on the cross. They crucified him then. And on the 12th hour, then it got dark. And stayed dark for 3 hours until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. At the end of that 3 hours, Jesus cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? What does that tell you was going on? Humanity, if there's anything that we say, it's, where's God? In other words, you have forsaken us. Where's God? Where's your God when you need him? Where's your God? There is no God. Oh, yeah. There's a God, all right. You have the wrong information on what he likes. You got to know what he likes. And you know what he likes better than anything else? He likes people to be substituting for those around them, taking the blame for something they didn't do. That is what God likes. Because that's what he planned from the beginning of time in this earth. So Jesus, through the eyes of Paul, the Apostle Paul wrote this in 2 Corinthians 5, let's see, it's over 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. He said, you need to know one another as new creatures in Christ. Then he goes on to say, he said, for Christ reconciled us to God. All God needed was for his son to do the most heroic thing that anybody could ever do, and he only had to do it once because he did it perfectly. But 3 hours out in the darkness, God was trying to show everybody, I'm going to tell you something right now. When my son is becoming like you right now, taking on your sin, he is becoming your sin. The Bible says, he who knew no sin was made to be sin. Oh, man, you must get this. He became like us. He became sinful like us. He wasn't born in sin. We were. You can't get out of it, my friend. You can't get out until the hand of Jesus grabs you. And he's grabbing you and pulling you out. This is the symbol of him being like us. But something happened 3 days later. Something happened 3 days later. Now, how many of you are just going, wow, he took my sin and now I'm reconciled to God? And now I can be a new person? Yeah, whole room full of people that have done that. I was a golf bum for 28 years of my life. I devoted myself to a game. I was like all the other men in the place. Boy, guys, you had a great chance to say, yeah, yeah, I'm going to the Rockies tomorrow, amen. So now, I mean, that's great stuff. But hang on to your hat. And if you don't have a hat, get one. Because the empty tomb was not about Jesus being like us. The empty tomb is us being like Jesus. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. You gotta be kidding me. See, the devil wants everybody to have Easter be about a cross and a bunny. Gee, my niece, and I love chocolate bunnies. Ugh. I said he wants it to make that, to be that. He loves seeing Jesus on the cross. Yeah, he died. He died. All the stuff about him being alive is a lie. Yeah, he doesn't want anybody to celebrate the resurrection. Because that's when God turned the whole thing around for the human race and said, now, you're going to start being like me. And Jesus has a brand new body. That body went through walls. That body could travel at enormous speeds because he could go around to a lot of places in a short period of time. The Apostle Paul said this. He said, the resurrected body is an immortal body. It's an eternal body. It is never sick. I always try to get people to grab hold of this. When we get this brand new body like Jesus, when we get who he is, we are going to step into his health. We're going to step into the mind of Christ, the Bible says. And your little brain that can't remember what you did 3 days ago, you're going to never forget anything again. Amen. Amen. You're going to be instantly genius. Amen. I know it just hits you and you just go, there ain't no way. What is he doing? He's making us like him. Okay. I'm going to finish right now with this. You saw a group of people shouting, "We want Jesus." And you heard another group shouting, "We want Barabbas." He was a murderer and an insurrectionist, so that means he rose up against the leaders of Rome. He rose up against them, wanted to kill them all. Okay. Did you know that everybody on planet Earth is going to have to make that decision one day? Are you going to say, "I want Jesus," or are you going to say, "I want Barabbas"? See, three people already got it. Yeah. Right over here. Yeah. Yeah. Jesus! Amen. Jesus! I hope I have helped you see something today. God is not against us. God is for us. God wants to change us so that we can be such an awesome being in eternity. Instead of just being real cool in this world. Okay. He wants us to be equipped for eternity. Therefore, he's got to make us like Jesus is. Okay. But you and I have a free choice that we can make. God will never command anybody to do anything like this. He will never command you, "Get saved now." You know why? He does not want servitude on those terms. He wants you to say, give me Jesus or give me nobody. Give me Jesus or nothing else. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Is there anybody in this building right now that doesn't have Jesus that would say, give me Jesus? I want to get out of this person that I've turned into. I want to get out of this. You can do that fast. It's a decision on your part. Do you want him in your heart? Then ask him in and he will say, thank you. I was waiting for this for your whole life. Oh, I've been waiting to show you how much I love you. So I'm going to ask you right now, with every head bowed, every eye closed.